Well, Joe, they took their shot and they missed.
Yeah, you had one job.
You missed.
They had one job and...
We all knew it was coming.
Didn't work. You did?
Joe did. Yeah, you said they're going to stop a few months ago. A few people did, though. Tucker Carlson did.
Yeah.
That little Indian guy.
Yeah.
Back.
They
would. I mean, they almost call for it in enough editorials and stuff.
Well, over and over again, yeah. Anybody who's susceptible.
He's literally Hitler. What would we do if we had literally Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
But they didn't even say that. I mean, they went further than that by, pundits, media pundits have said, it's time to take Trump out. Like somebody needs to put a bullet in his head and stuff like that, and Biden said, just a few
five days ago, yeah.
We're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Maybe that just set someone off, although, there's ways and means, MK Ultra and all that kind of stuff to more actively and more directly set someone off. But other than that, it was like, really was. I mean, I see a lot of, obviously a lot of Trump supporters and Christians and that kind of stuff are, I'm seeing a lot of memes of, Trump with Jesus behind him, or Trump at the rally, with Jesus or some angel or something standing behind him, deflecting the bullet and stuff like that, But, I mean...
It was miraculous.
Yeah, it was, pretty much.
Right. It was.
Well.
He turns his head.
At the right point in time, yeah.
People are... We've looked at a few hours now, and I think we can make the case. I think the guy, the shooter, didn't have a scope. And he was looking through the irons, which means that when you look down the barrel, you've got one initial thing that you look through. It may be a hole or just maybe two small, I don't know what they call spikes. And then there's an actual target, circular, at the end of the rifle. There was no attached scope.
Mm-hmm.
With a magnifying and with a bullseye, a cross sight in the middle of it. He just looked through down his rifle.
Yep.
It looks like from the position where he was to Trump's right. If he's at Trump's right, the guy has his temple or right side of his head in the target. He pulls that shot at the moment where Trump turns to his right. To say to the crowd, apparently at a graph or chart he's showing about immigration numbers.
He does that a lot.
And that's why it hits his ear, his right ear.
Mm-hmm.
That movement where the shooter had the whole of the side of the head in profile was reduced by half. So if you see someone's head in profile, that surface area is reduced by half if you turn this way. And that's why it hit the ear.
Yeah,
that's it. And his timing of his turn had to be.
Yeah, wasn't that reduced by half? He obviously had his head in sights, It wasn't that he had a reduced target. It's that when he fired it, he had a full target. It's just that Trump happened to turn his head at precisely the right moment. And that's what caused the bullet to miss.
That's.
Like, what I mean is he didn't. He had the scope, the shooter had his head, his full head, the side of his head. In his sight when he pulled the trigger, and that's what he was aiming for. By turning his head, he just meant the bullet just went to the side of his head.
Unbelievable. Do you want to, can we watch it again? We've got a 2-minute video of the whole thing.
I know.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
How many shots total is that?
This shot here.
Something that said. Oh, it ends.
Yeah, that one's not long enough. Drop that there, Scotty. That one's only.
It says it's 2:39.
Oh, it doesn't go on, but it goes back to the beginning. It should continue on.
When I played that same video, it showed the.
Go ahead.
Show the aftermath.
The chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Get ready to pause. So you had 1, 2, 3 at 6 seconds.
Pause.
Then you had about a 2 or 3 second pause. Then you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the 10 to 12 second mark. And then if you carry on at the 22 second mark. That's the shot that killed the sniper.
And then it only needed one shot.
Yeah. Well, they've got scopes and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that it took 16 seconds between the first shot that actually... It was either the first or the second bullet, because there was 1, 2, 3. It was either the first or second. It's hard to say, obviously. The first or second shot that actually hit Trump's ear. Maybe the first one. And then it was 16 seconds after that first shot rang out that there was... a response from the police snipers.
Yeah, they're clearly police marked.
They had
people suspecting them of having their scopes trained on him and waiting for him to hit. But
they pretty much did, like, because in this video you can see. You can see that they did. There's no audio on this, is there? Is there audio?
Yeah. And you know, that's a little bit older than Chuck. That Chuck's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Take a look at what happened. And see the flinch of the first guy and the second guy pulls back. So there's a good, you go back to the beginning, there's good, like... There's a good... 14, not even, well, I don't know what it is, it's 10 seconds, at least in this video, but the video starts with them, or both of them, as you can see, if you go back to the beginning, yeah, both of them are obviously looking at, and in that direction, and then, but then when the first shot rings out, the first guy flinches, and the other guy flinches, see there, boom, oh, boom, guy, the second guy kind of pulls down a little bit and stuff. And then there's the successive shots against Trump, and then there's another 10 seconds or more, or about 10 seconds, before, obviously, we don't have a video of them actually shooting, and then they get back, you know, back into action, basically, and shoot the guy. So, yeah, that's not very capable. I mean, they do have police, they've got their police on their flak jackets, so it suggests that they're police. I don't know if they... Secret Service or whatever organization might be involved in it. But I think this is local police, basically. I think the way these things are operated is that Trump has the standard Secret Service protection from as being a president, but they're only the ones around him, and they weren't very good either, but anyway they didn't have to do much, I suppose, because
you posted something earlier that suggested that they didn't have line of sight. Can we look at this?
Yeah, but just to say, but like, just to describe who these people are, since we're talking about, you have his own Secret Service protection, which are the people actually around him on the podium, maybe a couple in front of the crowd or whatever, but that's it. That's just his local personal Secret Service. There's obviously other local police maybe around him as well, maybe a SWAT team or two hanging around, but those guys on the roof seem to be local, pulled from the local Pennsylvania, rural Pennsylvania, or wherever, somewhere around there, police snipers. You know, so it's possible they're not very well trained, or, you know, whatever.
Well, they took the guy out.
Huh?
Afterwards. I assume it was them and not someone else.
Well, the idea that they're not very well trained would be maybe come into much more focus if Trump was now dead. Mm. And then we're looking at these videos. Trump's dead. And we're looking at a video where they appear to have the guy in their sights for however long, we don't know, but certainly for 10 seconds before the first shot is fired. And then it's 16 seconds, so a total of 26 seconds, at least 26 seconds, we can extrapolate maybe more, 30, 40 seconds. They see a guy with a gun on a roof pointing his gun at Trump. They wait 10, maybe 20 seconds. They don't do anything, they're just watching him. He shoots at Trump, a shot that should have killed him, that... And another reality would have killed him, and then they wait another 16 seconds before killing the shooter. Is that good?
No, it's bad. I saw another video which has them on the rooftop standing and scanning maybe with binoculars, but they're not in position yet. I don't remember if it shows them detecting something and kneeling down to take up position, but the count they have on this video was 42 seconds. So that's about right. From seeing something suspicious to taking a position.
And then but there's a claim that, you know, they have to get permission to shoot, but in a certain sense, what's the point of having to get permission? I'm pretty sure that it's possible, or it's even common practice, that snipers on that kind of detail are given automatic permission. They don't have to request permission, because what's the point if you have to request permission? Imagine you have to get on there. Okay, see a guy with a gun. He's pointing at the president. What should I do? Okay, let me check with my higher-ups what we should do with that. Should we shoot that? Oh, sorry. Too late. He shot him. Ah, sorry. I should have shot him whenever I saw him pointing it at him, his gun at the president. But I had to go through the chain of command and ask people to if I could shoot him. So, yeah, sorry. Maybe we should kind of think about our protocols. I don't know. I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that after so long.
Maybe we should send a negotiator up.
Yeah.
And interview the guy.
Yeah.
See how he's feeling.
Yeah, exactly. with America as such a gun-toting society and their...
Yeah, no, you know, they shoot first. They do shoot first.
But there may have been another sniper team on the... on another building. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to get exact details on that. There may have been...
There should have been one on the building where...
I mean, if you look at the... Do we have a picture here of the...
I have a few things of the layout. But I want to show the first one where you pointed out the line of sight issue. There is a row of trees. It all depends, hinges here on where the gunman is on this roof. Most media graphics are showing him far to the right, which clears him of those trees. If that's the case, if he's on, as you're looking at this image here, if he's positioned on the right of this building, then this does implicate the two snipers, the Secret Service / BOP. They had police marked on, on their vests, who are behind Trump on the double corrugated, the three peaked roofs. That last, the third of them, the one you see first in the near screen is where you see the snipers, the police snipers. Now, the end of it, there is a tree line there, and it does end there. The question is, was the gunman clever and taking up a position that would hide him from those snipers?
Mm-hmm.
Or was he further to the right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's to the right, he's open, and they have a shot on him. From the moment they're crouched down, they see him clearly.
And they can never shoot. Yeah, and that's even beyond the fact that there should be nobody on those two buildings at the back. For example, on those three buildings, obviously, with the snipers, and if there was another sniper team behind, whatever, fine. But that building where the actual shooter was, and there's one more building behind it, or one or two more buildings behind it, there's not many buildings, and all these kind of, you know, tin-roofed hangar-type buildings. How hard is it to put one person? And I don't mean a specialist person. I mean a member, a rookie police officer on each of those buildings. Here's a chair. Sit in that roof. Make sure no one gets up here.
Yeah.
Don't anybody gets up? Don't let them get up. How hard is it to do that? I mean, you're literally talking about six, maybe most seven buildings. Take out the building that the sniper team is on. That's one. You've got six, maximum of six buildings, not very big buildings, single story, tin roofs, in an area around a rally where the president or the former president is speaking. How hard is it to get six rookie cops to sit on a chair on the building and make sure no one gets on them?
Yeah. Yeah, especially the exact roof that the gunman was on. Here's another Google Earth or Google Maps overview of the location. Trump's stage, he's got on the building behind him, this is where the two police snipers are.
Mm.
And then where the shooter is, it's the last, i.e. the most proximate building to the whole place.
Yep.
Other than the one the cops are on behind. Right. Like that one of all of that complex to the north, left of that car park.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
That one.
Yes, the shooter location. Let's say you need maybe another cop in the one, two, maybe three buildings behind. That's three cops. And then over to the left here, let's say you need on those two buildings to the left, you need a cop in each of those two buildings to the left. That's, you know, you're really talking about, like I said, six, seven cops. Just one. Standing on the roofs. scanning around the whole time.
Just that near one, because he can see behind him as well. He can turn around and look what's going on behind as well.
Yeah.
And just, this is what we don't know. You see where this news outlet has put shooter location, that red dot. Is that red dot quite there, or is it to the right? Because if it's to the right, you see the trees. That could obscure the view of the cops.
Well, from the video of the actual shooter, when people have seen the, you saw the videos of people talking, shouting about the shooter up there and all that.
Well, that's the thing.
Do you have that video?
Yeah, I've got a great one where the guy walks up. He's not even in the fence off. Actually, he's not a paying attendee of the rally. He's elsewhere, and he walks up to the perimeter, and he can see it, and he's like, hello? He's telling BBC News what he's seeing, and that they're trying to alarm people. Since then, there's people filming the sniper on the roof before. Well, listen to him first, though.
Right, we couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know. But we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him up the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes?
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling police and the Secret Service?
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful, because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards, or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over.
Yeah. And this is one of the guy actually on the roof. It's hard to tell to which side of the roof he's on, but it looks like he might have been on which side the people are actually looking at him from. Which side, whether it's the left side or the right side, but that's him on top of the roof, and then there's a video down. Yeah, you can play that video.
Play it, yeah.
That's the trees. So how far is he back towards the trees, you know? How far is he along the route towards the trees would determine.
You could probably base it off those windows and doors and find exactly where it is. But you notice the peculiar...
How far along he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Longitudinally. There's the one below. I think there's...
Can I just say, there's something astonishing about this. We just heard from Redhead Guide who was outside and walked up and said hello, and police said, oh, maybe, I don't know. But the people inside had already ID'd this guy as a sniper and were filming. That's before the shots were fired, that filming starts.
Mm-hmm. So if you could look at that one below, then the picture on the left shows a line of sight. They're saying that's where he is, but that doesn't seem to be the case based on the video, because the video that we just watched above, you can see trees in the background.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so basically, that red line, if you look to the left of that red line, it seems to be that's where the video is being filmed from, of the guy on the roof. And I don't think if you were that far along, you would be able to see him from the ground.
Correct.
Therefore, I think they're filming him, well,
closer to the left.
I think he's been filmed from the left, because you can see those trees,
yeah,
you know, where they are. But the guy is visible, which means he's further to the left, which means that the tree would not be obscuring the sniper's blue line, would be towards the left, because he would be towards the left at the top of that building. Although if you look at the, having said that, maybe we've got it wrong here, maybe it's just very difficult camera angles, because if you look at the next picture, just go to the right and look at the next picture, he does seem to be closer to the right hand side of the building. Which is again showing those trees.
I've seen a close-up of that too, but it gets too blurry to positively say whether or not he had scope on that rifle. It didn't look like it, but
anyway, it's possible that he was obscured and that these guys, you know, I don't think they would be so blatant as to not, you know. One suggestion was that, like I said, that they were told that they had to get permission, but that doesn't seem plausible to me.
People have close-up stills of those two SS/police snipers. I mean, their faces are all over the media,
mm-hmm.
So I doubt they were, you know, complicit actors. Because if there's any complicit actors in anything, you never see them. You know what I mean? They might be fall guys or something. But
and there definitely were other. You know, Secret Service or, you know, security teams. Here's a couple of guys that are supposedly from Trump's Protection Bureau. Now they're on top of a, I think, I don't know, I don't think they're the same group as the first ones we saw. They look different, although they are on a red sided building. But
which would suggest they're on one of the triple building behind Trump.
Yes, exactly. There was two. Like I said earlier, there was another set of snipers on, you know, those buildings. Anyway, yeah.
That,
yeah. And the weird thing is, like, you know, how did he get on the roof? You know what I mean? How does, you know, they're not cordoning the area off. I don't know. It's just a bit weird. It all speaks to some kind of laxness in the security detail or the overall security, and maybe because it's kind of, you know, compartmentalized. You've got different groups involved. You've got the president, President Putin's President Trump's doing a Joe Biden there. President Trump's actual security detail. Secret Service, and then you've got, maybe he's got personal security as well, then you've got local law enforcement, and then, you know, local SWAT teams and that kind of stuff, so maybe it gets a bit confusing, but they really should, you know, they really should avoid that kind of thing, and maybe they will from now on. He could have come from within one of those two buildings, who knows. But it's pretty crazy. Can you imagine Joe Biden or somebody else, like, I mean, doing what Trump did, like, here's a kind of close up of it on a repeat, but the guy's made of fairly stern stuff compared to the average politician, I'd say, you know. The way he responded to that actually happening, a lot of people would just freak out and that'd be the end of it. But you gonna play that, Scotty? Oh, you did?
Did what?
Don't know. So did you see it? No. It went away.
It's epic.
Yeah.
It's epic. It's so epic that you've got, like, kind of the usual... It's all actors, people going, oh, my God, it was staged because it's too perfect. No, this is just Trump. This is... That's kind of... You know, the great man of history theory that occasionally someone is that influential. He is that influential. He had some kind of divine intervention to not get shot. And then he had the wherewithal to stand up and make political capital out of it.
You know? Yeah.
It's awesome. Truly awesome. Now, is this just the first shot or will they try again? But before we get into that, because, I still have questions. I woke up this morning, I just couldn't believe they'd actually gone this route, the JFK martyr route. But something about the shooter, his surname's Crooks. What's up with that? I mean, Crooks, the Crooks nearly killed Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an amazing name. What do you call it? Homonymic coincidence or something. There's probably all his social media accounts are scrubbed, but somehow...
That's not him, though.
It's not him?
No.
Oh.
That's some guy, that's some robber guy who then...
Okay, don't play that then. I didn't check that. Ian Carroll, he's usually pretty good with that. Oh, but that's his point. That this is being promoted as him, but it's not.
But
there's obviously something dodgy happened. The fact that the people filming the guy on the roof just before he's about to shoot, and they're screaming, "Hello, do something about it."
Yep. This is the pigtail squad. So you can, get a load of glasses on. Make sure you're straight. The girl on the left actually tried to holster her gun 3 times and doesn't know where should I be. Don't know. Let's do stuff. Let's go to the car. Oh, let's not go to the car. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Let's. So, I mean, you know, get your own security, Trump. Pretty simple. Just because you're president doesn't mean you should rely on Democrat, basically, or deep state supplied security. Especially if they're going to give you incompetent people.
People are calling for this guy to take over Trump security.
Eric Prince, yeah.
Eric Prince.
I don't know about him, though.
PMC King. He's like the Prigozhin of the US, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, at this point, yeah, it might help in the short term to get a PMC, but I think all bets are off the table right now. And what you need the PMC for is to take over the Pentagon. Because they fired the first fucking shot. This isn't like, oh, we got the guy. Yes, we'll investigate. And all the usual condemnations from Obama and Biden. There should be no room for political violence in that country. They tried to kill him. It's a fucking miracle he's not dead. So after there is no... Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying here? Like he's not going to make it to the election, most likely. Unless this, for all the fuck-upery at this rally, this was just a nutter. And he wasn't mind-controlled, placed there, and he's not a Manchurian candidate type. If it's as it's official, you know, looks on the surface, then fine. This was a near call. It was a nut case. End of story. The action continues. But if you're working off, no, like it, this is what, a week since Biden's debate, which was so bad, even Biden's supporters are like, oh, that's it, Trump has won now. This is 10 days since the Supreme Court says, gave that ruling that basically throws out at least two of the cases against Trump and basically means he can't be jailed, most likely, before the election. So he's all set to run. This is 10 days after, I don't know if he got a counter ruling yet, but the $500 million they've charged him with in the New York case, that's not going to happen. Okay, so you've tried everything. Lawfare, financial attacks. Where it goes next is you try shooting them.
Yeah.
It, the pattern of things. It makes more sense pattern-wise for this to be a deep state put-up job.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, goodness me, the CIA nearly got saved there by some random guy going postal. Mm-hmm. A random guy who, we're told, is a Republican Trump supporter. You know, make that make sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. Based on what, I mean, based on what we know about the, you know, about the CIA and FBI, etc., and how, you know, their terror plots and their patsies and all that kind of stuff, going back 20 years now and more, this is right up their street, basically, and they had an opportunity, and it really, I mean, for want of a better word, it was divine intervention, because technically Trump should have been dead by now, and it would have fit the bill with the with all of their other similar assassination type events or shooting type events that they've been involved, likely been involved in. This would fit the bill with that. You know, this would be lone, young, you know, discombobulated, angry young guy who just went out and did the shooting all by himself. And that's it. And no one can blame anybody, you know. They get rid of Trump and no one can blame anybody because no one really admits it's generally not part of popular, you know, popular understanding, let's say, that kind of thing happens, that kind of thing has happened and is a standard operating procedure for FBI and CIA type operations within the country to control the population or direct the country, push the country in one direction or another. Population control, basically. Now, that's part of their agenda, and they've been doing that for a very long time. And if people aren't aware of that, and most people aren't aware of that, or don't give enough credence to that, or don't give any credence to it, then this can be spawned, and especially by the media, this could have been spawned as just some guy who just didn't like Trump. And of course, they would blame the media for inciting hatred against Trump and all that kind of stuff, but the bottom line is, this would not have been a state operation. You wouldn't have. Of course, there'd be conspiracy theories, quote unquote conspiracy theories, that this was, you know, the Clintons or whoever, blah blah blah. But it would have gone down in history as just, Trump got assassinated, and that's the end of it. So
that would still make a martyr out of him.
Yeah, but that what I don't understand is he doesn't get to be president. You know? And it happens also. The other interesting fact is that it happened the day before. It's not a coincidence, I don't think, that it happened 2 days before the RNC.
Yeah, yeah, when
Trump was about. And it's not just about, obviously.
It opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 15th. It's not just about Trump being nominated, because obviously he's the presumptive nominee already. It's not just about that he was going to be officially the nominee, declared the nominee tomorrow, because obviously he was going to be anyway. It's that tomorrow he was going to announce his, will announce his vice president. So when he does that and there's an official vice president, then that is the, you know, officially the vice president nominee for vice presidency, then if after that fact you take out Trump, then you've got a problem with his vice president running.
Well, you just shoot him again with another patsy. Well, apparently it is just, he can just do it over and over, and it has no effect. I'm not sure. This is why I don't understand it. Why did they go for bullets, sniper? This obviously has issues. I mean, this is the U.S., JFK, other assassinated presidents. We've good reason to believe they carried out such a successful assassination of the president of Iran in May that not even the fucking Iranian government officially suspects them of having done it. It's an accident, a tragic accident.
Well, they do, yeah, because they, yeah, which, and the Iranians probably do suspect or know that it was subterfuge or sabotage, you know. But they're not
officially, they're going with tragic accident
because they have no evidence.
Yes, because they because it's so well covert and hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Why take Trump out or attempt to in such a in a way that like Americans will? I disagree with it. I think Americans will immediately recognize that if Trump had died today, the CIA did it.
They may. I don't think, I don't know, not all of them, not most of them. They may have their suspicions, but the bottom line is it's not...
Not only that, but there could have been, this could have been the opening shot in
yeah, well, that
massive unrest.
Yeah, but that was maybe their intention as well.
Ah.
That's always their intention, is to social division, you know what I mean? That's why they have black people, you know, they'll use certain patsies for certain operations from certain demographics with certain agendas. They'll have a manifesto and mass shootings and that kind of stuff. They'll have a lefty manifesto or a right manifesto. I think one of the more recent ones in the US was a lefty manifesto, a woke manifesto, and then before that we've had multiple right-wing manifestos. So it's trying to divide that. There's obviously an agenda built into these assassinations, these mass shootings, there's an agenda to divide the population. So that's why they go for shootings, and that's why they don't just have some guy from the Secret Service or some guy from the CIA or whatever come up and just, you know, jab him with a toxin or something, you know what I mean? Have him die quietly in hospital or whatever, you know.
So that makes some more sense. Do it in a way that will actually create chaos. Good. And Biden, well, as the shop front, but really the establishment, then lets it percolate a while and then says, children, calm down. Not unlike Macron in France, mm-hmm. where he gets to be Jupiter above the fray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, the extremes in our country. Well, I'll just step in here and mediate between the two warring parties.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, of course. It's about not necessarily so in chaos, but division. It's always been about division.
You've seen the photo of the bullet?
Mm.
I think it's the bullet that grazed his ear. I mean, there's several iconic photos from today. This is one of them. I don't know if it's the shot, but it's possible it is, because he's still standing. He hasn't grabbed his ear yet.
Just his hands going up to his ear, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unless it's very high shutter speed, it's well, thought unlikely that you can catch a bullet with an ordinary camera or even a very high speed shutter to catch that. But maybe unless it's a piece of glass or something like that. Didn't they say that it went through his teleprompter or something like that? Or I don't know.
Don't know.
Anyway, yeah. So, but they're in trouble now. You know, they're in kind of big trouble in that respect. Because they've
tried assassination and failed. Do you think that they can retry it?
No. I mean, they can. It'll be more difficult now. If Trump has any sense, it'll be much more difficult.
Yeah.
This is a big billboard falling on his head or on his ear in the form of a bullet that he needs to, you know, seriously review his security at these rallies. And make sure that this kind of thing can't happen again. I'm assuming he'll do that, which makes it more difficult to do this kind of thing again. Of course, they have all sorts of other things. You know, what was it? We mentioned in previous shows, the church committee and the heart attack gun and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's possible as well, but it becomes much more difficult.
Alex Jones was coming out today saying he thinks they're going to try and poison him next.
Hmm.
Another thing he claims he's hearing on the grapevine is next desperate thing they'll do is have a righty assassinate Biden.
Mm.
Which will sort of fold this into, oh goodness, generalized chaos. Isn't this terrible?
I don't think anybody's worried. I don't think that would be plausible. Like, I mean, it has to be kind of plausible, even though it's very... Their narrative is increasingly, you know, they've created a population that's much more awake and aware. Like, as much as I said, people don't really... You know, give a lot of credence to a lot of people don't get a lot of credence, the idea of MK Ultra and stuff. It's still an idea of you know, programmed assassins or whatever, or putting people up to a job. People are in general much more suspicious and have vague general ideas. Yeah, they did this. Even if it looks like it was just some guy, they'll still say they did this. And if you ask a person how to explain how they did this, if it was just this long-haired 20-year-old shooter guy, they'll say, well, whatever, I don't know, they put him up to it or something like that, you know? So yeah, people are, they have let the cat out of the bag over the past, you know, years in the way they've gone about. And especially with the whole, the way they've, it's something general. Because people have seen, like obviously Trump supporters have seen over the past 8 years now, the way that they have gone after Trump and how it's all been very unfair and unjust and illegal in many different ways to try and oust him. They know that the state, the whoever they want to call it, the Clinton, the deep state, the FBI, whoever it is, whatever name they give to it, that they, quote unquote, want to get rid of Trump. Somebody in power wants to get rid of Trump and have tried over and over again. So by doing that, they make it very difficult to, it's almost like, why would they bother putting someone up at this point, you know, trying to create a smokescreen of, yeah, it was this shooter guy, whatever. They should just come out and try and shoot him, or just have, do it in a very flagrant or obvious way, because people don't care anymore.
Fire is playing out of the sky.
Yeah. Shoot a plane down. Well, maybe. People just say stuff like that because we've seen it happen so easily. They tend to think that all those things are very easily done, you know, but I think there's many different things that have to be factored in to many considerations have to be thought of or considered in carrying out something like this. You know what I mean? And it's not just a matter of just get rid of them. It's how you get rid of them and what way and what the fallout is. And these people who do these kind of things plan for the after effects. And they have...
The fallout today would have been...
I know, but they weren't expecting this. They do make mistakes, right? Yeah. This is a big example of one of the...
No,
one of the
but if he had killed him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They made a mistake by missing it. But the fallout of this... Okay, the fallout of them killing him would have been, look, stop being such a conspiracy theory. This was obviously just some... Okay, you can blame us, the media, you can blame whoever you want for hating on Trump, whatever, but the bottom line is that this was some guy... And in fact, you right-wingers have said this over and over again, right? That it's people who kill other people, right? Guns don't kill people. Words don't kill people. Right? So no matter how much rhetoric Biden spread or the media spread against Trump and saying Trump needs to be taken out or Trump needs to be done with, blah, 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 the bottom line is, like you right-wingers say, it's individuals who go crazy, and that's the problem in this country.
Mm.
So they could spin it in all sorts of ways and, you know, put that restraint on any outpouring of you know, of anger or whatever from in the event that Trump was killed. In this way, they can point the finger that it was just some crazy guy, and that's the bottom line. And they would hope that they'd be able to contain it in that way, you know. They'd piss a lot of people off. But the bottom line is, the main goal of getting rid of Trump is getting rid of Trump. Okay, there's associated benefits, like of maybe putting the people under tension. But it's not even, I don't think they want civil war in America. They don't want, and people in America don't want civil war at the point, right? They want to scare people. They want to, it's a strategy, what's the word from the 60s, from NATO, strategy of tension,
strategy,
right?
Of tension.
So it's about creating tension within people, but keeping it down, allowing it to be released.
If you can control it all the way.
But that's their idea. Their idea is that they always have a narrative and they can control it, but they'll never do anything completely, that's the cat out of the bag, where they give enough evidence for the discerning person to go, look, I'm really suspicious, I really think it's you guys doing this, but I have no evidence. Hard evidence that it is, and there's this alternative plausible narrative that I can't deny either, and it just keeps me caught where I can't actually act on it. And I think that's what they want to do. So their main agenda is, one, number one on the agenda, on the top of the priority, is to get rid of Trump first and foremost. And then obviously there's a knock on from that by definition, because you can't just kill him and not have a social impact. But that social impact is designed to be consistent what they've been doing all along and want to continue to do, which is torment people essentially create tension and stress and anger, but keep it like a pressure cooker. Keep it constrained. That's their agenda. For whatever reason. They enjoy doing that. They enjoy fucking with people, basically.
Does that last link open up, Scotty? It's local US news. Oh, good. Yeah. I couldn't find it on Truth Social, but if you scroll down, he's posted something on his Truth Social account. Keep going. Here. I want to thank the U.S. Secret Service and all of law enforcement for the rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Not really, given the history, but okay. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong, in that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America.
Much bleeding took place. Bleeding was involved. There's, and this is, I mean, this is from the Wall Street Journal today, actually. Biden's rhetoric grew heated in recent days, just what we mentioned earlier. Biden's rhetoric against former President Donald Trump amped up in recent days, including at least one reference to Trump as a target. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye, Biden said in a July 8th call with donors to his campaign. The quote was sent around by the Biden campaign to journalists after the call, which was a sign that the Biden team viewed the comment by Biden. So this was one of Biden's common gaffes, or his misstatements. It was a scripted statement. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye. His people, his minders, his nurses, effectively, I suppose, what they are these days, looked at it and said, yeah, that's good. We want that out there. Let's put that out there. And then maybe this guy read it, and maybe bullseye was some kind of Manchurian trigger word or something, and that sent him off on his...
Maybe. And this has been coming a while. The Wall Street Journal editorial from January. Back then, the scenario is a bit different. They wrote, if she can remain competitive, there's an argument for Miss Haley to stay in the race. She's gone, I think, right? Does she quit?
Yeah.
So stay in the race through the July convention, which is starting tomorrow. Mr. Trump faces a treacherous legal road, and one of the cases against him could go to trial. We've seen that's kind of come and gone, and he survived it. Concluding paragraph, the political odds still favor a Joe Biden-Trump rematch. So they knew that back in January. Here we are. That is indeed the case. But strange things can happen with candidates who are this old. The 2024 election may have more twists before the Trump versus Biden die is cast. Now, that's obviously written by someone who considers themselves knowledgeable of history and clever. That's obvious. That's, I recognize that that's an allusion to assassinating Caesar, or at least to Caesar, not necessarily assassination, but the die is cast is, of course, Caesar's supposed statement when he crossed the Rubicon. They've been having this conversation for months in Washington.
You mentioned Alex Jones talking about they're going to assassinate Biden. They don't need to assassinate Biden.
It's one idea.
I know, but it's unlikely because the Trump camp anyway are very happy that Biden is in the state he's in, and he's going to continue to make gaffes over the next few months leading up to the election. He's going to look worse and worse. And I mean, this raises the specter of rigging. I think what should happen is that Biden should continue on. You know, Trump will, I don't know if who he's going to announce as his VP, Ramaswamy.
Latest rumor is Thomas Massey.
Thomas Massey, okay, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
So him and whoever he, so the two of them, or him and whatever run really picks, will probably be good. And with all the stuff about Biden being incompetent and senile and all that kind of stuff, and now Trump being assassinated, that's like such a massive coup. Like, I mean, you couldn't give somebody a better boost. I mean, in the image, like what he did afterward, like with raising his fist and saying "fight, fight, fight," and I mean, that probably swung so many people who are you know on the fence about it in his direction. You know, he would definitely at this point have to win in a landslide. You know, but what I think should happen is that it should just go to the elections with Biden still as, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I think it would be cool if it happened this way, that Biden continues to be, gets the nomination, let's say in August when the DNC meets for their official nomination, and Biden's it with Kamala.
You're never going to say that right, are you?
And then on purpose. And then, what do you call it? Biden wins in a landslide.
In November?
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just do what you want to do.
No, they should do that, because that would be obviously ridiculous. I mean, they should, or not even a landslide. Let's say Biden wins. Whatever. Let him win. Make Biden win again. After this, make Biden win. After everything that's gone on in the past, since the debate, and his senility and the whole Democratic establishment, like, being torn between, torn, you know.
Have even Democrats not believe the result.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. And then expose the fact that your elections are rigged. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 61 years since they shot JFK. And it's obvious that was the deep state. Some combination of CIA, FBI, you know,
Mossad
is really intelligent. Who knows? A whole lot of them all together in there. All the people with vested interest didn't want JFK because he would have taken the country in a totally different direction. And the country wouldn't be in the state it's in today, but they didn't want that to happen. They wanted the country to be in the state it's in today and the world to be in the state it's in today. So that's why they took out JFK. And I mean, it's so obvious. Anybody who's done any research on JFK, it's just, you have to be massively obtuse not to recognize that it was an inside job, a CIA effectively job. So, you know, the last greatest president that Americans had, JFK 61 years ago, was killed by the establishment, the deep state, the people that run the country and have run the country since then and send it in the direction it's gone in since then. You know, people didn't recognize it then, you know. A lot of people seem still not to recognize. They've gone on with the charade of left, right, Democrat, Republican, as if there isn't this group behind the scenes that obviously pull the strings and make all the major decisions and make the important decisions behind the scenes. If it's been that long, very few people took the opportunity to recognize that's how America operates and who it's been run by. Well, maybe it needs to go to the point of really blatant election rigging. You know, maybe there won't be evidence of it. They'll cover up the evidence again, but there'll be some kind of evidence, or people just won't believe it. Get to the point where it's kind of what I was saying before. It's like people don't know. They can't tell you. Ask anybody, like any Trump supporter or conservative today, and they'll say, you know, who tried to kill Trump. Very few of them will say it was just that guy. A lot of them will say, let's say, that they put that guy up to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they won't be able to flesh it out or give an explanation. They're just highly suspicious. Mm-hmm. It's just a generalized distrust and disbelief in the official narrative via the media and via government figures, and just a general skepticism about the whole situation, you know. So they could do the same with the election, and they could cover it up. Well, there's, looks like Biden won, there's some anomalies here and there, but they get poo-pooed, and they say you should respect the results of the election, we're a democracy. But you'd have so many more people just going, you know, I don't have evidence, I can't show you evidence, clear evidence that this election was rigged, but there's no way that I believe the result. That's in a sense much better than they're being hard. Not much better, yeah, but it's as good as there being hard evidence, let's say.
Yeah.
Because just a generalized disbelief in the validity of the state anymore. And people just walk away.
And it would unite Americans, ironically.
Yeah.
In in disbelieving a lie. And it would make actually make the US's trajectory a lot more kind of how like late Soviet became, where everyone knew all official pronouncements were rubbish. And they had that in common, whether they were richer or poorer or in Moscow or in the country. So that would be the natural outcome of this. And then down the road, you're going to have your revolution type scenario. There's no need. Yeah, there's no need for it now.
Right.
There's no. Okay. That's a good take. There's been another Truth Social message from Trump. I can't find it actually. I've sent Scotty a link with it's quoted in this RT article about it. If anyone does find it, post a link to the actual full post in the chat. It's just a summary. In a post on his Truth Social platform Sunday today, Trump thanked everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday, adding that it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. He also argued that it's more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm drawing attention to that is like, this is Donald Trump we're talking about. This is Donald Miss America. Greed is good. I got rich in New York. I got lots of friends, famous friends, the most famous friends ever. Do you see what's going on here? He's like articulating a Christian, or at the very least, a eschatological standpoint. I mean, it's hard to believe he's writing these words. I presume he wrote them. Someone else wrote them for him. Maybe, but he does say, and himself, he says things like this all the time now. He's actually embodying a role that was never part of who he was as an adult, as an entertainer, as a pop star / actor.
He's been born again.
It's nuts. It's
converted.
Amazing to watch.
But maybe that's part of
evil and wickedness and fucking hell, like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was always probably in him in a certain sense, but he was distracted by all the, you know, fame and fortune and all that kind of stuff. But this will certainly, having a bit of a brush with death in that respect,
it's
just, can definitely do that to someone, you know.
It's charged him. It hasn't. He's stronger or something.
Yeah.
Something else from RT. This is more official Russian. I thought the
Russian propaganda.
No, the official Russian statement on this, I think, is worth listening to. I didn't bring it up for a comparison, but I swear to God, it's almost verbatim what the Kremlin statement was on November 22nd, 1963. It's so similar. So Peskov said, Putin does not intend to call Trump. He added that Moscow strongly condemns any forms of political violence, extends its condolences to the family of the spectator who was killed in the shooting. Speaking to reporters Sunday, Peskov stressed that the Kremlin does not believe that the Biden administration was behind Saturday's assassination attempt on Trump. That's good. That's a sensible thing to say, right? Because, you know.
Mm-hmm. You never know who's going to win.
You never know who's going to win. But you also, you know, there's no point in inflaming things and saying he did it. But there's a follow-up. He noted, however, that the atmosphere that was created by this administration during the political struggle around Trump has led to what America has faced today. That's a good dig. And they deserve that slap from Moscow. According to Peskov, the incumbent administration's style is such that it prefers to resolve all issues from a position of power, including first and foremost in international affairs. No one is ever seeking compromises.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has basically spilled over into the country itself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Russians know what they're talking of because they know they're actually fighting the United States by proxy in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
After numerous attempts to remove Trump from the political arena with the help of legal tools, courts, the prosecution, attempts to politically discredit and compromise the candidate, it was clear to all outside observers that his life, Trump's life, was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Good response.
Yeah. Latest news is that the reason that they didn't shoot is because they didn't shoot the guys because they had to radio in to find out what his pronouns were first.
That's what I had in mind when I was like, maybe we should send someone up and ask him first, you know?
Yeah.
How he's feeling, hostage negotiator, you know?
Mm. Well, they need to know his pronouns to be able to, before they shoot him, but so they can put it on his...
A death cert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the headstone, you know what I mean? But it's going to be he, she, they, zer. Zer tried to kill Trump and was shot.
Did you notice that they couldn't give a name? But they said they couldn't give a name at first because they would have to take biometric ID because they had no information. There was no kind of... They seemed to be saying he was on no database anywhere.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Now, they've since found that he's local-ish, I think. Pennsylvania, anyway.
Yeah, well, definitely
they've got his name, got his age, and so on.
They have that whole, you know... disaffected young guy, you know, angry, disaffected, autistic, ADHD young guy on drugs or something.
With very little paper trail in his past.
They have that so well, you know, over the years, over the decades that they've been doing that. I mean, that they can just pop those people out like nothing, you know.
Except for one item. Did you see it? And do you think that's really him? This thing where he supposedly pops up in a BlackRock ad. Do you think that was him?
Maybe. Don't know.
Have you seen the? Yeah,
it's hard to tell, you know. I don't have a clear image of his face now. There's not an interview with him. He's just seen in passing in a video.
Yeah.
It's very hard to tell if that's someone. But if it is, yeah, why not? There's obviously some connections there. They identify those kind of people and get them into different groups and stuff like that. But this is from Reuters. Here's their take on it. After Trump's shooting, the presidential race will change dramatically and possibly violently. In a country already on edge, the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump has enraged his supporters, paused the Democratic campaign, and embraced fears of further political violence in the run-up to November's election. So that's what they hope, you know.
It's similar to France. yeah.
Check it out. Here's some more sexism for you. You're all about the sexism, aren't you? Click on each one now. Of that, or you can have
look at the next one on the right.
She doesn't seem like she's really sure what she should be doing.
Yeah,
and she's Secret Service, you know. She's a member of Trump's Secret Service detail. It's just like, you know, there's just biological aspects there that, you know, in terms of response times and all that kind of stuff. I mean, who cares? It's not like it's not good or bad. Like, it's just difference, right? Aren't they all about the difference, you know? The diversity, you know?
I wouldn't. They only showed up at the end when he's already in the car or bundling him into the car. The people who jumped on him. Well, there was one female there, too.
There was.
Yeah. And Trump, like, in that situation where he stands back up, you're supposed to be crouched down and walked off the stage, but he stands up to fist pump, which leaves him open again.
Mm.
If there'd been another shooter from the front,
mm. I haven't seen any, like, of those, they call them DEI, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion hires. I don't see any of those in Biden's Secret Service detail. I haven't seen many of those, you know, many 5 foot nothing, 4 foot 13, portly young women in Biden's detail, you know. But then, I mean, there's a history, obviously, there's something about them not denying certain requests of Trump for you know, an increase in his detail or something like that. And also, they completely denied RFK any at all. So there's somebody there, obviously, that's it's the Biden administration or somebody within that administration who is who has their hands on the, on those levers of who gets what kind of security detail, you know. But, you know, it's just that itself is a glaring issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mean where someone else, like in the climate, and even in a less fractious climate than today, there should be some independent body, if that's even possible, again,
to
assign security details to different groups, because you can't have the current administration who are in extreme opposition to the other side of the aisle, let's say, uh-huh. the other contender, and they get to decide what kind of security detail they have. And it's not even what kind, it's having access to the security detail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
it's not good. It's kind of a life and death thing, you know? In this climate, it's definitely a life and death thing, so.
Yeah, but we know from 1963, 61 years ago, that even when you've been the sitting president for 3 years, the Secret Service detail is infiltrated by the Pentagon, basically, slash the CIA.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton also piped up. This is her statement this morning as she came down for breakfast.
Tell that. Yeah, she's not happy. She definitely would have had a party today if he had been...
Just kidding, she hasn't said anything.
Taken out.
That I know of. Obama has. Yeah, political violence in our country, not good, not good.
Political violence, not good.
Can we all just get along? No, because you divided the country. You and others. Seth Dillon of the Babylon Bee tweeted out, you know, keeping in mind how they portrayed Trump as Hitler, why would you wish Hitler a speedy recovery?
Who said that?
Seth Dillon, Babylon Bee.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, no, well, that was just rhetoric. Oh, okay, it was just rhetoric. Well, it has consequences. Yeah, they just have to try and... The RNC is tomorrow, so that's it. Trump's the nominee. They have to rig it or just go with, like you said, though, if it is about maintaining strategy of tension, you're going to lose it if you show your hand and do something like shoot his plane out of the sky. So you let him become the Republican nominee and you rig it up the wazoo and hope for the best.
That's the only way, no? I mean, they could. I'm not saying that they could. They could take him out. Try a soft approach. You know, taking him out. Like I said, they have heart attack guns and, you know, different microwave weapons and all that kind of stuff. So that could happen. But I mean, yeah, maybe they'll say, okay, listen, we're not going to get our kind of like strategy of tension thing going on. Let's just have him. Let's just have him die of a heart attack. you know, he's not far off 80. It'll seem normal. You know, we'll eulogise him and all this kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. And that way at least we'll get rid of him, you know. It's one option.
You notice that his son Baron has started attending the rallies with him. He's yep. sitting there in the front.
Yeah.
And I think about those memes / wishful thinking of some of the black pillars who are like looking forward to the day when Baron becomes emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Caesar Augustus, you know.
Emperor Baron.
This is the kind of thing that is not, I mean, that's several moves away, but if the US is Rome redux, Rome transitioned to an empire formally with the assassination of Caesar and basically a revolution, a bloody revolution, that saw the assassins and their supporters lynched and hunted for a couple of years wherever they went to hide in the empire. And then the rise of 19-20-year-old nephew, because Caesar didn't have a son. It became Caesar Augustus, and he was a tyrant. He was the tyrant they accused Julius Caesar of being.
Mm-hmm.
History doesn't repeat exactly, of course, but maybe they are capable of such conceptual thinking where there may not be an election, or there may be postponed, and we'll see what happens. Maybe what they intended today was for Trump to be dead, and indeed chaos, protests, and revenge shootings of some type
mm-hmm.
kicking off,
mm-hmm.
bringing in the military, or the National Guard at least, to calm things down, suspending the election, the campaigning of both parties, and a kind of, as a segue, as a kind of prelude to an interregnum.
Mm-hmm.
This would be, we could have woken up today to the announcement of like, or the beginning of the announcement of a transition period, not between administrations, but between a reset of the United States as we've known it. And it came within half an inch of happening.
Yeah.
And may yet happen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how it's going to go, but I think there's something different, something changed. I mean, I think the plan was to for Trump to be dead today, and all of the fallout from that. You'd have to extrapolate or imagine what the fallout of that would be and stuff. That obviously a major problem for the RNC tomorrow. Who's going to be a nominee? Is there going to be a nominee at all? And then them being able to, obviously they've got rid of Trump, and they can plausibly have Biden win. But that's all up in the air now. It's totally the opposite. Biden's going to lose unless they do something. So what are they going to do? So it's very much up in the air, I think, in terms of what the future actually holds, you know. You have to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's kind of the news, isn't it? Anything else you want to talk about?
No. Today's the Fête Nationale in France. You know that? It's sort of July 4th and we're sitting here. 4th of July. France is 4th of July and we're sitting here talking about Trump. Attempted assassination.
Well, it's not our fault. They tried to assassinate Trump.
I know. It's terrible.
We could have left it a week.
Yeah.
But never know.
Find out what happens.
But never know what happened in a week.
Well, I think it'll go quiet for a while, you know. In a certain sense. I think things will quiet down for a while, yeah. And then until they come up with something else. Yeah.
I bet the Huffington Post regrets that headline. July 2nd, Supreme Court gives Joe Biden the legal okay to assassinate Donald Trump. They thought that was a clever headline based on the Supreme Court ruling that past presidents can't be prosecuted for certain crimes.
Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. You see this one? This is how it works. Do you want to see diplomacy? Here's some, well, subtle covert diplomacy. Watch what happens.
I saw this.
Beware the Putin. He'll make you do things with his mind.
You can just,
that's why they fear him so much.
Pluck a string and then you'll resonate with his music. Yeah.
Yes, I don't think the name, you came up with the name Crooks, but is that his actual name?
Yep, Thomas Crooks. CROOKS. It's just another astonishing datum in this incident. You couldn't write this. I mean, you couldn't write this for a movie script, what happened. I mean, we suspect it was contrived. In the sense that the guy would have handlers or whatever, but so I'm turning his head just as the shot's fired.
It's a miracle, man. Divine intervention. Jesus. Well, God loves Trump.
Well, that's where we're at, and people pray for Trump, and it has effect.
Maybe.
And then he starts to... He's no longer faking it like he means it. He's now meaning it. We saw his... The language he uses, like, we're already in a new reality. This one has yet to
collapse,
but it's a whole new ball game now, where no matter how much power and influence and access you have, you just can't kill someone, it seems. Maybe they can, but they can't kill them in a way that's more fair. Oh, fair is not the right word. In a way that doesn't plausibly look like you just killed them.
Well, what about it being a stunt organized by the Trump?
Yeah, stop. That's fake blood and actors.
Yeah.
No. Rubbish.
There'll be people going with that one, though.
If he'd been killed today, it would have been a green light for... Well, actually, there's something that happened unconnected with this incident. I don't have an article for it, but it was on Russian news that just before, maybe it was yesterday's news in Russia, they put out a statement telling people it's okay. There have been assassination attempts on Putin, but he's okay. He's going to be okay. His security details up. That's because of a claim made by the head of the SBU in Ukraine that they have tried and are trying.
Okay.
So it's funny that was in the news in Russia, just on the cusp, just before this happened in the US. Because if one or the other of them is assassinated, it's a green light everywhere. We've already seen assassination attempts. But I mean bigger fish. Farage in the UK, Le Pen, France. Orban, he's probably got a target on his back after his peace tour last week. His peace tour, he goes to see Emperor Xi in China, Putin in Moscow. Don't know if he went to Iran, but when he goes to the US, well, he went to see Biden, right? No, he went to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But he's not welcome at the White House, right?
No.
So. Anyway, yeah. So that's just a quick one for today, I think. There's not much else to be... Everything else just to be, seems to be in a state of a holding pattern type thing, you know, especially now, after this latest nonsense. Things are in a holding pattern. We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, very chaotic, very hard to predict the future anymore, you know.
Even for Mystic Joe.
Even for crystal ball people. Except in very broad terms, which aren't very useful.
Yeah. Last year you were predicting a kind of a hung election for the US.
Mm. But see, that would have happened if they had shot Trump today. But I can't budget for divine intervention. Divine intervention trumps my crystal ball, like, you know. But there could be more things that are non-political related happening, you know, later this year. You have to wait and see if there's going to be a bird flu. You can just pull something out. Like, if things don't go their way, that's the problem. When things don't go their way and, you know, divine intervention stops them from manifesting their nefarious plans and stuff, then they just go, okay, well, we're just going to go back to basics and let's have another COVID, like, or something, you know. Let's just lock these people down again, you know. I don't like the way things are going, so let's lock it down. Bird flu. Human transmissible bird flu that also spreads to cows. Therefore, we have to kill all the birds, all the chickens. We're not allowed to eat any meat. We'll throw pigs in too, so there's no more meat in the supermarkets. And the government's going to start rationing your food. And you have to lock yourself in your house in case you kill granny and get a new vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you'll get food.
Mm. That would be an interesting tack.
If you want to eat, you have to get the vaccine.
I was about to say, I don't think people accept that, but...
Some will.
I've been proven wrong in the past.
But a lot more won't, I'll say. Anyway, yeah, so we'll leave it there, I think, unless you get something else. I don't want to get into French politics or anything like that. There's nothing to be. It's just nonsense.
I know, but it's July the 14th.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a holiday from French politics. And nobody cares about French politics today anyway, because... It's all about Trump, right? Trump's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah. So that was our quick and hot take on the latest on Trump Eargate. Trump Eargate. So yeah, we hope you got something out of it. We'll probably be back next week with another show. So until then, have a good week and keep our country. Keep our country. See you later.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Can't stop the signal now.